genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, or you can hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I do have a couple of shout-outs. First of all, big shout-out to Dave Lee. He was the winner of Friday's two Chris Botti tickets. So congratulations, Dave, and thank you for being a loyal listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And also a big shout out to Ray, who's working on a construction crew. I drove by him today on my way into work. Big shout out to you today, Ray. Thanks so much for being a listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. As I said, every show's got a theme, and today's theme in the second hour is outside influences. Each of my guests will talk about the impact of an outside influence on themselves or an institution. My first guest is an actress best known for her role as Erin Walton on the hit TV series The Waltons. We'll discuss the outside influences that shaped her life and how she resiliently overcame setbacks from her memoir, Lessons from the Mountain. My second guest is absolutely perfect for brainstorming. She's a creativity expert who specializes in spontaneous combustion. She'll help us get our creative juices flowing by sparking our right brain thinking. We'll discuss her book, Street Smart Advertising. My third guest exerted his influence on Congress for one of the country's largest conglomerates. We'll examine lobbying, lobbyists, and modern lawmaking from his book, Dodging the Bullet. And as always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. At the age of 10, Mary McDonough was cast as Erin Walton in The Homecoming, the movie of the week that inspired the Emmy Award-winning dramatic series The Waltons. Overnight, her life as a normal kid in a working-class family changed. She left school, she left her friends, she left her home family to start a new life as in studio classrooms with wardrobe fittings, travel, interviews, photo sessions, and memorizing lines. Today, Mary is an award-winning actor, writer, director. Her most recent role was a recurring one on The New Adventures of Old Christine. She's also guest-starred on Will and Grace, ER, Boston Legal, The West Wing, and dozens of other episodics. She starred in a made-for-television movie, Christmas at Cadillac Jack's, and she'll soon be seen in the upcoming film, Lake Effects. Mary's an outspoken activist who's spent years lobbying Congress on behalf of women's health, specifically the danger of breast implants. After years of health problems, she was diagnosed with lupus and went on to become the president of Lupus LA. After overcoming her own health crises, Mary became a certified coach, public speaker, and now is seeking to help others with their health, spiritual problems, and life problems. Welcome to the show, Mary. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. Thanks for having me. What a great intro.
Well, thank you for being my guest. And it's just your life kind of boiled down into a couple of sentences. You've had a wonderful life. And I loved your book. It's called Tales from the Mountain. Sorry about that.
Tales, that's another prairie thing.
Tales is a prairie thing. I'm confusing you with Amy.
Lessons from the Mountain.
That's right. Lessons from the Mountain. I apologize for that.
But no worries.
You joked early on that if anybody wrote the story of what went on during the filming of The Waltons and told the whole truth, that the rest of the cast would get together and kill them. So why did you decide to write your memoir now and tell these stories?
Well, it's kind of a joke. We always tease about it. But I did tell my truth. And that was what it was all about. If we all told stories about each other and aired a lot of dirty laundry, then the rest of us would get mad. But I had a book signing on Saturday, and the whole family came out to support me, and they all really liked the book and the the fun memories of the show and the behind-the-scenes antics. And it is a tribute to the show. But the reason I wrote it is not only so fans could have, you know, the great behind-the-scenes stuff, but also because growing up in television is not really a normal thing to do. And there were some issues. But what I ultimately found out is that the things that I went through with my body image and my weight and those bad choices that I made around that are things that affect women, young girls, all over the world, all the time, and still today.
And it's so true. You happen to be at the epicenter of it because you are actually in the media. You are on television. But so much of young women's impressions about themselves are shaped by the magazines that they read, the television shows that they see, the movies that they go to, and so forth. And there you were. You were in the epicenter of all of that. Talk to us about how those outside influences impacted your life. What was going on in your brain that you have subsequently come to discover is going on in the brains of lots of girls at that age?
Well, I think what went on in my brain was a lot of confusion, and I felt very alone, and I kept it all a secret inside, which almost killed me. And basically what I found out that I wasn't alone, I just happened to be growing up in front of television, but that, you know, I thought I had to be perfect. I had people saying, you know, you're so lucky, you've got to look this way and act this way and get great grades and just be perfect. And a lot of it had to do around weight and what I looked like and what my hair was like. And it created a lot of pressure for me. And I find when I do my workshops, my body image workshops, and when I coach with people, I just find that everybody is feeling the same way and that I actually wasn't alone. So I encourage people to talk and find out what is in their way. But outside influences in the industry and all the images that we see every day really do affect us.
Without a doubt. And the young people who are more susceptible to it don't have a frame of reference to draw on. It really impacts them as well. We're talking to Mara McDonough, everybody. Her book, Lessons from the Mountain. And growing up in front of television, I have to say, Mary, you were a heartthrob of mine, which was great. But let's go back to the beginning, because life is funny sometimes. Just a simple event can shape your entire lifetime. That was certainly the case with you. Tell us about your audition for the movie The Homecoming that eventually earned you the role of Erin Walton.
I went on my very first audition. I had a new agent, and I did a lot of dance when I was young. So I never really thought about the acting part of it. I just wanted to be, like, you know, doing cartwheels on Kool-Aid commercials. And we got a legitimate agent, finally, who sent me out on my first audition for The Homecoming, which became the pilot for the series. And they were just looking for lots of redheaded kids with freckles. So I kind of fell in that way. And my dad always described it as buying your first ticket to the Irish sweepstakes and winning.
Very much so. Very cute. Now, in what ways did landing that role of Erin, how did that alter your life? How did that shape who you've become today?
It's huge. It is who I am today. And I do answer to both to Erin and Mary, so no worries.
Sorry about that.
I am her, and I answer to both. We all do. It is so wonderful to have been part of such a classic and time-honored show. I feel very blessed to have been part of the cast and along for the ride. But it changed my life tremendously. I spent more time at work with the Walton family than I did with my own family. I left school and went to school on the set most of the year. And it just really uprooted me from this, you know, Irish Catholic life and then moving into Hollywood. So it was quite a change for me.
Very much a dramatic change for you in the way that you lived your life. Mary, it wasn't the only role that you tried out for. A very amusing, interesting story, how your mother reacted to the role of Regan in The Exorcist that eventually went to Linda Blair, a friend of yours. Tell us about that.
The one thing that I came close to getting in my auditions from my first audition for the Waltons was The Exorcist. And they obviously found Linda in New York, but they came to L.A., and they narrowed it down to six girls for a callback, and I was one of the six. And my mother read the book in one night, and she was completely freaked out. She was ashen and shaking, and the next morning she said, my daughter, she's not doing this movie. And the agent said, oh, let her go on the callback. She's never going to get this. And I didn't. And a couple months later, we started filming The Waltons.
Well, and as everybody knows, Linda Blair did get the role. Have you ever stopped in your life to speculate how things might have been different had you landed that role in The Exorcist?
I did when I wrote the book, and since Blair is a friend of mine and we were roommates at one point, seeing what she has gone through has made me very grateful that I didn't get it. And I love her dearly. She's a great girl. But I'm glad I was on the Waltons.
Well, good. All right. We're talking to Mary McDonough, everybody. Her book, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton. And Mary, you've had the good fortune to really work with a lot of icons in Hollywood. I'm just going to shotgun some names at you, and I like your impressions of them because you were so close to them and you have an inside view on them that none of the rest of us have. And I'm going to start with some of your cast members on The Waltons. Will Greer, the grandfather.
Oh, my gosh. Will was just as big in life as he was on the show. Funny stories about him, you know, putting plants in our mouths when we were kids because he was a botanist. He was amazing. He taught me some great lessons in life.
Oh, that is great. Any one lesson that stands out among others?
To appreciate every gig.
There you go.
To really appreciate the show, even before it went off the air.
Wow, words of wisdom. Now, you recognize two women as being your mothers, aside from your natural birth mother, of course. One is Michael Learned from the show. Tell us about her.
Michael is more like a sister to me now that I'm older, but she was a very protective, loving, kind mom. There's some stories in there about, like, when I wanted to get my ears pierced and they wouldn't let me, and she wanted to write it into the show, and she really acted like our mom.
Oh, that is great.
She's just a dear, dear friend.
And did Michael show up for your book signing that you had over
the
weekend?
Yes, he did.
Hot dog. That's great.
Of course. Mama had to come.
There you go. And now this is one that was a little bit interesting to me. Patricia Neal. How and when did you guys work together?
She was the mother in The Homecoming, and then they replaced her with Michael for the series. And I worked with her then, and then I am a filmmaker as well, so I made a short film, For the Love of May, and Patricia starred as May in it, and Michael Learned was also in it, along with Alison Arngrim, Alexander Paul, RuPaul. So I got to bring all of my family and friends in to do this movie. It was wonderful.
Alison Paul and RuPaul. Now, there's an interesting combination of Pauls there.
Yeah.
So Patricia Neal is a classic in Hollywood, having gone through so much, and also, like you, has sort of persevered. She was a very resilient person. What did you learn from Patricia Neal, particularly about careers and about life in general?
So many things. I think what really, her having those strokes and then her recovery was such an inspiration to me. So when I was diagnosed with lupus, I really had these great role models, Ellen Corby, Grandma Walton, as well as Patricia Neal, to really inspire me to just keep going, don't give into it, and never give up the fight.
Well, that's true. And you've gone on to become president of Lupus Los Angeles, and we'll ask you about that in just a few minutes. Returning back to the cast, though, if we can, for the Waltons, we're talking to Mary McDonough. Mary, what about Richard Thomas?
Oh, Richard is great. I had dinner with him and his family in New York, and he wrote me the sweetest email about how much he loved the book. He was so funny on the set that he and John Ritter used to do these behind-the-scenes antics, trying to crack each other up and break each other on film and ruin a shot. Of course, they never did, but the stories are wild. And Richard is like a dear older brother. I just love him. And he's been so supportive of the book and me throughout all the years.
Oh, that's good to hear. And you mentioned in that answer John Ritter. Of course, he's gone now. Tell us about John.
John Ritter saved my life.
Really?
He started me writing and journaling at a time when I was keeping all those secrets inside, and I felt like I was going to explode. And he noticed, and he said, you know, I've always kept a journal. And it really helped save my life. I just put all my emotions and thoughts down in there. And in the book, I do have excerpts from the journal, my journals that he inspired me to write.
Wow. We're talking to Mary McDonough, author of the book Lessons from the Mountains, What I Learned from Aaron Walton. And Mary, you have had a very fortunate life, but you've been resilient in your life as well, overcoming lupus and so forth. Now you've gone on to become president of Lupus Los Angeles. So tell us a little bit. You've always been something of an activist. First of all, for my listeners who may not know, explain what lupus is, why it's not such a well-known disease, and what can our listeners do if they want to learn more and maybe become involved?
Lupus is a connective tissue disease that affects the immune system. It's an autoimmune disease that your body essentially is allergic to itself and creates antibodies to fight it and break it down. It will break down your organs or your connective tissue, and there's no cure, and they don't know what causes it. A lot of times it's genetic, and sometimes it could be chemically induced. And you need a rheumatologist to have a lupus panel blood work to properly diagnose. It's hard to diagnose, and it has so many different symptoms. But I was diagnosed, and years ago I was the founding director of Lupus LA, and not currently. And my doctor, Daniel Wallace, said, I'm starting this new group, and I want you to be president. So I said, okay, doctor's orders, will do. And I always tried to get information out because it is such a hard disease to diagnose. And you can, Google lupus and find out more about it.
Okay. Now, if people are here in the Ventura, Santa Barbara areas, they want to learn more about it, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, there's Lupus LA, there's the Lupus Foundation of America, and just Google lupus and see if there's a support group, and there's a lot of information. There are a bunch of different lupus outreach groups that have a lot of information online about the disease and triggers and symptoms.
Great recommendations. We're talking to Mary McDonough, everybody. Her book, Lessons from the Mountains, What I Learned from Aaron Walton. And Mary, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Lessons from the Mountain?
That none of us are alone, that if we communicate and reach out and share our experiences, that we find that there's a common bond. And while there are ups and downs in life, there's always, there's always a way out the other side of the mountain.
And those are valuable life lessons to learn. We've been talking to Mary McDonough, author of the book, Lessons from the Mountain, What I Learned from Aaron Walton. Mary, if people want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
MaryMcDonough.com.
And spell that, please.
It's MaryMcDonough.com.
MaryMcDonough.com. Mary, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being our special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much for having me.